It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, June 8th. I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Ben Johnson. Among a flurry of announcements at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, the company said it would build new tools into its Safari browser this fall that will block certain kinds of ads, like videos that play automatically with the sound on, and ads that track people all over the internet. Brian Weiser is a senior analyst at Pivotal Research Group. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. So help us understand what Apple and Google are doing with these new ad blocking tools and why it's different.
What they're doing is they're making it easier for consumers to straight up block delivery of ad formats that are not considered to be very consumer friendly. And in doing so, it will help eradicate a lot of these ad formats from the face of the earth.
So what does this mean for consumers and advertisers? What do you think the impact will be?
There's a lot of concerns in the advertising community and among the investment community that more ad blocking will harm the advertising industry. The reality is that budgets won't change that much because of it. They'll just get concentrated into fewer and arguably more consumer-friendly ad units. Now, if this sort of product did not come into existence and consumers went and found their own ad blockers, which just completely stripped any ads, that would obviously be much worse. And in that case, a change in supply would impact a change in demand. But this is a much more balanced and more realistic approach.
Interesting. So you're saying that what these tools are doing, because they're better implemented, is that they will move the whole industry in the direction of ads that load faster or don't autoplay?
Exactly. And it's just there's a race to the bottom in many instances among publishers where they know that advertisers will spend money on ads if they are delivered in some form to a consumer. And they're just chasing a share of the spending that's out there. And so if the ad product no longer exists for anyone, then the publisher has a better chance of getting a share of spending that will only go to higher quality ad products.
All right. So if I see a company that's having a fit about these tools, then I know that they're trying to give me the bad stuff.
It's possible.
Brian Weiser, senior analyst at Pivotal Research Group. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Alphabet's Google also announced last month that similar ad blocking will be built into the Chrome browser sometime next year. One Morgan Stanley analyst estimated these changes could affect 40% of the online ad market and said smaller websites might be affected the most, while Facebook and Google would continue to be fine.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is here because these days it's essential to have an independent source explaining how the economy really works, not just for CEOs, but for everyone. Your support keeps this kind of reporting coming, and it's especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. Visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us in your world every day. And thanks.
You've probably heard by now the tech industry is in need of talent. Some companies are looking to veterans of the military to fill those roles. Ardeen Williams is VP of Talent Acquisition for Amazon Web Services. She's also a veteran herself, serving as a captain in the Army. She had a tough time finding a civilian job after she left, so I asked her what pathways to jobs exist right now in tech and if Amazon is trying to create those pathways.
The challenge that people have on the tech side is, in many cases, the technology that they've been working with doesn't change as quickly in the military as it does in the civilian sector. And so helping veterans who are a good fit culturally and have good basic technical skills learn that next more state-of-the-art capability is really what helps bridge them into a role in tech and then open up other career opportunities.
What other things about the transition might be hard for veterans coming into, you know, the private sector, Amazon in particular?
You have to be willing to take a stand and say, this is what I want to do. We have thousands of job openings at Amazon, and I get contacted regularly by veterans who say, I'm really a capable leader, and I can do just about anything. And I don't have any jobs like that. I need someone to come and say, hey, these are three jobs that are a great fit for me, and I want to be a project manager in supply chain. It's a very different experience in the military where you have a branch officer or some on the career side saying, hey, Ardeen, we're going to send you to Fort X and you're going to do Y.
The tech industry takes a lot of criticism for being in a bubble in a lot of ways. Do you think that hiring from the military, creating a pathway for veterans could improve the sort of pipeline problem that the tech industry often cites in terms of improving diversity, or is the military its own bubble?
while it's imperfect, the military is a relatively good snapshot demographically of the U.S., not geographically perfect, but from a demographic perspective, if you look at gender and ethnicity. So in that regard, it's a very valuable pipeline for any industry.
How will you know if you've succeeded?
The first piece for me is, are they successful? Are we actually able to bring people in, and then can we scale it? Can I grow it to be a very robust pipeline? So late last year, we worked with the Department of Labor to build an apprenticeship program. And we're running a number of cohorts this year in different locations. And success to me will be that we have a great graduation rate from those programs and that those graduates go on to roles that continue to increase in responsibility at Amazon.
Ardeen Williams is VP of Talent Acquisition for Amazon Web Services. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear a longer version of that conversation online at marketplace.org. Now, I know there's one other big story dominating the news today, but keep an eye on Uber this week as revelations from external reports on sexual harassment and internal culture keep rolling out. The company apparently fired a top executive after reporters asked about why he had accessed private medical records of a woman who was reportedly raped by an Uber driver in India and showed them to other executives to potentially discredit her. Other reports focus on the company's compensation algorithm, which introduced huge pay variations depending on when people got hired, and which may have helped perpetuate discrepancies in pay between men and women. No doubt more information will emerge as the reports by external law firms make the rounds, and how the company deals with the information they contain might say a lot about its future. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.